This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Got another of that song on repeat in my head.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You want it all, but you can't have it.
Well, at least it's Faith No More.
It's a good song.
It's been playing on repeat.
Hits it!
It's part of the song that's been in my head all since we've been on break.
What's that?
The theme to Taxi.
Taxi the TV
really?
Show?
TV show, yeah.
How do you even know the theme to Taxi,
well,
James?
Here's the
I don't
thing.
Even know if I know the theme to Taxi.
I don't it's think crazy. I do right now.
I was doing some like late night streaming on my Twitch channel.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wanted to do like a pillow talk type one. So I was trying to find music. And the Taxi theme, I believe, is what the dude opened his show up with. There we go.
Yeah,
and
I'm in love with it. You know this.
I feel so much nostalgia. It calms me. I feel
okay,
so relaxed.
I know it now that I hear it, but I haven't heard it in like
years.
Decades.
Do you think that this will be the song that you play to calm you down when you're
I
in
might
a
have
rage?
To. I don't know. I almost feel like I'm borderline psychopathic right now because I'm like, I need to hear this song to like soothe the beast within.
So listen. So you're just
like right here. That
yeah, that gets that like calms you.
So anytime you're freaking out in there, we'll hear you and we'll just play
this. This music. Yes.
If we hear this music, look out. Right?
Yeah.
Like, something's gone wrong.
There could be a dead body around, and I had to play this to bring myself back to normal.
You guys, just quiet for a second. Imagine walking into the room.
It is soothing. That's a soothing goddamn
song. Dude, I love
song.
It. I got goosebumps right now just hearing it and talking about it with you guys on the radio. Because I tried to talk to my girlfriend about this, and I'm the craziest man in the house.
Okay, so I know this is weird, and it's like a weird kind of deja vu thing for me. Were we talking about Taxi?
No.
Never.
Okay.
Never. In the history of the show.
So here's the thing. So I've talked about the show Taxi a whole bunch of times.
That's so weird. I hate when stuff like this happens.
Why are you talking about the show Taxi?
We were talking about how many different people were on that show.
Yeah.
Like how many talented people were on that show.
Did we talk about Danny DeVito being on, how he was on Taxi and something else? I think
did we
did talk about Taxi recently.
Okay.
I don't recall
I
it
have
at
no
all.
Clue.
It wasn't but, a major like focus.
No, it was like a passing thing, but that like got in my brain and then I was talking to other people. Taxi came up. We're talking about all the different people that were on it. So
it's weird. Funny to think of like James in mid rage, and then you just turn that on, it calms him.
Yeah, it's like the Hulk when the sun is going down.
You know what though? So like what kind of did you so you're watching some guy's feed, right? Is that how it happened? Like and
no,
then
I was
you
googling
saw...
I was googling the Pillow Talk show and music from that.
Oh.
There's also a Kenny G smooth like jazz song that's real sexy that
yeah,
I can't
yeah.
find that he'd always play.
I wanna I quickly ask talking. People, I know it's early, but do you have like a weird song that calms you now. For James, it's the Taxi theme song.
It's right
now.
This part right here, too.
Here it is.
This is your real smooth jam part?
I love it. Oh, it already passed.
Oh, we missed it. Let's see if we...
It's right the...
This is a good one.
It is. I like it. I mean, it calms
What's crazy
me down.
Is that I had no recollection of this, but the second that first note
that
happened,
first note,
I was
yep.
like, oh, I know this song.
Yeah.
Dude, the first time I heard it when I was trying to find the song, it took me right back to like first grade in the
yeah.
backseat of my parents' car, driving home from the grocery store, and the show was starting because you started the show at like 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, I'm right back in the backseat of my parents' Oldsmobile right now.
Isn't that crazy?
And I feel like so calm and like...
It's a very calm TV theme song. Normally, they're way more upbeat and jazzy.
It also reminds me of Always Sunny in Philadelphia, because they start with a similar type song.
So when you saw the theme, you obviously saw that it was like Taxi theme.
Yeah, because I think it's called like Angela, and it's like Taxi theme.
Okay.
By whatever guy wrote the song.
I never watched Taxi.
I didn't.
I've watched a few episodes throughout my life, like just because it was on Nick at Night
or
whatever.
Nick at Night.
Yeah, I watched some Taxi.
This was another TV theme song that's kind of calming to me. I don't...
What is this?
Yeah, I like it. I don't know what theme it is, but I like it.
Wait, let me see if we can guess.
You're going to get it, because...
Why?
Baby, if you've ever wondered...
I know it, but I don't know
Oh,
it.
Yeah, you do. You know it.
Whatever became of me... I'm living on the air in Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah.
Cincinnati, WKRP.
I watch this show.
Me too. How?
I love this show.
I don't know
it was great.
How.
Do we know
well,
radio was in our
Maybe
veins?
We did.
No, and they say, you know, people say that if you were in radio, you should go back and watch that.
Yeah.
Because there's so many inside stuff that, you know, but I watched it as a tiny little child.
Oh, me too.
It must have been on at night. Like, yeah. My parents didn't care. They, like, I had a TV in my room. They were like, he'll just go watch TV, put him in there.
Yeah, me too.
I love the first comment on the YouTube video. For 2 minutes and 51 seconds, it felt like America again.
Yeah. Town
to town, up and down the dial. There's something to be said for a nice calming theme song.
Isn't it? Just maybe think of me
once in a while. Yeah, see, like, so then they break it down, but I remember that ending part.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on WKRP in Cincinnati. So that must be right at the end, right? It must be right at the end.
That's a sweet duet, you guys. I'm a WKRP
in Cincinnati. Yeah, like that, I remember right there.
I like how Chuck's playing the keyboard when he talks, too.
He's like playing the keyboard.
Taking this show on the road.
Cincinnati.
That's beautiful.
Town to town, up and down the line. All right, do you have a stupid song that calms you down? Maybe it's a TV theme song, too. 1-855-954-6969. You can text us at 469-69. Tom, good morning, Tom.
Oh, Chip Wee, boys. Chip Wee.
Chip to you. Chip Wee. Chip Wee.
Chip Wee.
All right, guys. So the Trailer Park Boys, that opening is really soothing and really calming. It actually calms me down when I start, you know, listen to it. You guys got to check it out.
It's funny because I have...
Oh, yeah, that is nice. I like that one.
You're right.
This is a show I've never watched.
I love it.
Yeah, I've never watched it.
My dad loves this show.
Really?
Loves it. Like, it was one of his addictions. Like, Seinfeld was an addiction. He still watches every Seinfeld show every time it's on. He loved Trailer Park Boys.
I like Trailer Park Boys a lot. There's a lot of funny stuff on that show. I was walking. There's a guy named, I forget what his name is, Leahy. He's like the Trailer Park manager or whatever. I was drunk in Ferndale once, walking around, and he just appeared because they were doing something.
Oh, really?
Like, are you seriously right now? Are you seriously right now?
Are you seriously right now? Yeah. And he's like, yeah.
Man, it
he's
is
like,
it?
Yeah, he was taking pictures.
I never really
people.
Paid attention to the theme song before, but it is a nice little calming ditty. Nice.
Yeah. It's got a hint of sadness to
one
it.
One of the... I guess, I don't know if it was a calming song to me, but it was one of those, like... The same type of thing that happened to James happened to me, and it was that song from that Greatest American Hero.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, the Believe It or Not. Because my brain had turned that right off, and then I heard it, and I was like, oh, God, that's from that show. Childhood. Memories.
But it's not really calming. It was just kind
of
nostalgic.
It wasn't really calming, right? But it, like, put me in that, like... Because I get what James is saying, like, being in the back of your parents' Oldsmobile, that's what's calming about it, right?
Yeah, I think that's what it's got to be.
It's
but
maybe
I
it is. It's associating, like,
that, where you feel
that
safe.
Childhood comfort.
Yeah, that's probably exactly what it's tapping
into.
Yeah.
So you need to calm down by going back to that happy childhood place.
I gotta play that. I'm just gonna have to have earbuds in with that song playing constantly, 24/7.
You should play that the whole time you play Fortnite.
It really should be on in the background.
I gotta put it on when I go to the Secretary of State soon.
Yeah.
Oh, you had
that's
an issue there.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
someone said MASH theme song, relaxing.
It is.
Well, it is. Yeah. It's also, like, listed as apparently there is a version of this with lyrics.
This is the one.
Here it is.
Crazy title.
Yeah, Suicide is Painless is the... for me, I realize and I can see. It's weird. There's a story behind the lyrics, too. Suicide
is painless. Well, that's why they didn't use the lyrics in the theme song.
Yeah.
We're
going
to take the instrumental version of that. MASH is weird to me. Al loves MASH.
You don't love it?
Well,
I don't know how I feel about it. I
love it.
Do you? I like...
Yeah.
My grandpa loved it, but he was in the Korean War.
Right. So, no, like, for me, it was one of those shows that was... it was obviously in reruns, and as a child, I would watch it, and I was like, every time I liked it.
My thing was, as a child, I thought it was a comedy, because there was a dude, you know, cross-dressing and stuff.
Well, it was a comedy.
It was.
But then it had
drama
serious
stuff.
Undertones
yeah.
throughout it, which is what I, that's how I think it got so big.
Yeah.
You know, it was comedy, but then also like spoke on social issues of stuff that we were going through at the time.
Right.
Here's an update from our producer, Al Beck. I love MASH. The lyrics do appear in the movie. Instrumental only for the TV show.
Yeah,
there's your MASH update.
Yeah, and Al knows MASH.
Al Beck. No, I swear to God, I just read something about, this is weird. Two days ago, I'm like thinking of, I was trying to find a sad oldie song. And I was like, sad oldie song. This one came up. And then the whole thing.
He's searching sad oldies. That?
I was trying to.
That's a weird joke.
I was trying to find out. I had a sad oldie song. And it wasn't Dock of the Bay, but it was like that. And
I was
trying to figure out what it was. It was in my brain.
I thought you were just going Brucey stuff.
No. I was trying to figure it out. I was like.
Yeah.
Cracking my brain. And so then this came up, and apparently like the dude who wrote it just gave, he was like, hey kid, he like went to his son and said, can you just come up with some the dumbest lyrics you could ever come up with?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah.
And there you go.
And that was it.
This one is also, I find, pretty, I don't know, I think it's pretty soothing too. Oh no, that's that's not the theme song. That's the,
yeah, I don't know.
It's not calming me right there.
No, it gets.
Get the sirens out of the way.
Sirens got to go away.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, just
Hill Street Blues.
What just came to my mind was that. What was that show Archie Bunker was on that was like a cop show, In the Heat of the Night? You guys ever watch In the Heat of the Night?
I've heard of it, but I don't think I ever watched it.
Yeah, they have a theme song to that my grandma and grandpa loved it. Well, it kind of takes me to a place where I'm eating eggs as a kid.
Eating eggs as a kid.
Didn't that used to come on after Highlander, Andy?
Yeah, okay. It did come on.
You watched a lot of the same TV growing up, you and I.
Oh, it's like a little soulful.
Bluesy.
Yeah. I've got trouble.
Yeah, Carol O'Connor was in it. The grandparents loved it.
Who was the other guy? Was it on... No, Howard Rollins. So we're asking, do you have a theme song or song that calms you down? Moose. Hey, Moose, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing okay, man. What is it for you?
You're going to crack up, but when I was a kid, it used to get me pumped up growing up. Now it just brings back memories and calms me down. It's Real American Hero, the Hulk Hogan theme song.
I love it. I love it.
It's a great song. A Real American, that one?
Yes, of course.
The beginning of it's real cool.
I love it. Yep.
I remember being a kid, like, I'd be like,
dude, you can't even imagine how much I love the Hulk.
He's about to come out here and kick somebody's ass.
No, you literally cannot believe how much I love the Hulkster.
But I wouldn't say this is calming. It kind of
not at all.
Pumps
right.
you up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's not calming.
No,
really.
Not calming.
It's not calming.
That beginning part of it, though, it struck excitement.
What's insane
in your heart.
Is I actually love that whole wrestling album. There was a wrestling album that this came out on.
Uh-huh, and you loved it all.
It was like... Jimmy Hart, Mouth of the South, had a song he sang on it, and they did like Land of a Thousand Dances with all of the wrestlers back
then. Cool.
Yeah, it's sweet.
So,
wrestling album, the first one ever.
James revealed to us this morning something very strange, that the theme song from the TV show Taxi from the 70s calms him down now.
It does.
So we're wondering if you have something odd that calms you down like that. Devin.
Lisa Three-Way.
Lisa Three-Way.
Hey, I love it. Mr. Rogers and the Rugrats theme song used to calm me down as a kid. That's how I knew, like, half time to this day. Like, I would hear it, and it was just always something that my mom watched together.
Thanks, Devin. That's actually a ton of people have texted in that is their...
Did you guys see that documentary?
No.
The Mr. Rogers documentary.
I saw
yet?
It on my. I saw it like as a selection, but I haven't watched it yet.
They
it
say is, it's great.
Yeah.
To me, well, this is more like. Serial killer-ish. I don't know. It gives me a creepy vibe.
It's like, to me, I know it's wrong. It shouldn't be, but it's like, for me, it's a pervy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have good feelings about this song. It gives me a bad vibe.
Didn't I do something?
Yeah, you did.
Would you eat my anus?
Yeah, that's probably why.
Yeah,
that's neighborhood, a
beautiful day. No, that I don't. Sorry, some people find it comforting. I find it creepy.
I just never understood. Even as a child, like a young child, I'd be like, "Why in Christ's name does he change his goddamn shoes every day?"
It's like Dave. I feel like it's like, just like
who
Dave.
Puts on,
like,
stop!
Don't like, you think Dave goes home, takes off his shoes that he has on right now, and puts on a set of slippers?
No, at least the same flip-flops
I do.
Well, it's not even slippers. Like, slippers, I think, as a kid, I'd even understand, but he pops on, like, a pair of tennis shoes, doesn't he?
I always thought he put slippers on.
I'd put on, like, house shoes.
There's he's changing his little cardigan. Zipping it up. Yeah, oh, you're right. He's putting shoes on, like, they're almost like Converse
that
shoes.
That bothered me ever since I can remember. Well, I don't like that
part
either.
He's taking off his dress shoes and putting on some comfy home shoes.
They're not as cool as Converse.
No, they're not.
No, they're like old man cons.
Yes. I don't know. Some kind of weird tenny.
Josh, what's the song or theme song that soothes you, that calms you down?
How's she going, eh? The one I've been thinking of, I've been binge-watching on Netflix, is Cheers.
Oh, it's just a little... Yeah, that's a little upbeat, little piano, right?
So much nostalgia in this, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, man. Yeah. I don't know if it's calming. It's nostalgic.
Yeah, I think all these are going into the nostalgia.
Yeah,
well, I think that's
category.
What it's, and I think
and
that's what it is.
Both,
it ties
probably.
In, yeah.
If it's nostalgic,
it
calms
you.
It
feel good and calms you down.
Yeah.
What's that Chariots of Fire song?
God, this is the extended version of the Cheers theme song.
Oh,
too.
Yeah. Well, that's...
I never heard this. Never heard these lyrics.
No.
Oh, yeah, you know this one. But that's not a calming song. That's like a pump you up, I'm about to run a marathon song. Or I'm about to have some killer sex.
Wow, what a weird memory you have from that.
Jesus, did you bang during Chariots of Fire?
It's just like a pump-up song, I think.
I don't feel like it is a pump-up song.
Now, come on, it's about their running.
Like this part.
Yes!
But then it just like...
Bang!
And then it's just...
Yes!
I never knew where this came from.
Oh, okay, Chariots of Fire. Like, what about that as pump up? To me, that is calming.
Because it's about...
It's inspiring.
It is. It's inspiring.
It's almost like an Olympic song, right?
Well, yeah.
I'm about to have a victory.
Yeah.
In the bedroom.
Yeah. Doesn't Will Ferrell do like a ribbon dance to this song in one of his movies?
Oh, does he?
Probably.
Yeah, he does.
I guess I associate it with a pump song because it's like the video. It's always
old school.
Racing. People are racing.
Yeah. You know, and what's crazy about it is I've never seen the movie. I have no idea what Chariots of Fire is even about. No idea.
A few more quick calls here. Brandon.
Hey, Boca Raton.
Boca Raton. What's your calming song?
I got two. The old TV show, Charles in Charge, and Silver Spoons.
I love me some Silver Spoons.
I know. I love Silver Spoons.
I love Silver Spoons,
I don't know anything
guys.
About that.
Silver Spoons,
with
man.
Ricky Schroeder.
This was my favorite show on TV.
Hmm.
Okay, it really was.
Silver spoons. Yep. Hoping to find. I've never even heard of this. Make it a go.
Make it crawl together. We're gonna
find our way. Chuck, you're gonna find your way.
You and I together. Taking the time
each day. So what, they got the premise of that show, they got a kid in the military or something?
It was Ricky Schroeder.
Rich kid or something.
It was like, yeah, and I always get confused. Was this the one that Leo started on, or was Leo on something else?
Growing Pains.
He was on Growing Pains?
Yeah.
Because Ricky Schroeder went on to not do anything.
No, he did stuff, but he just changed his name to Rich.
Really
yeah, not really.
Rich.
Hey, penis balls.
Penis.
When I was a kid, just going back to what James has said, my mom had an old white Oldsmobile like that. She used to sell real estate, and she had to take me with her everywhere. And anything by Carole King. If you guys know who Carole King is.
Yeah, it calms you down.
It's too late, baby, now. It's too late.
See,
Carole King. Really did try. Anytime I hear that, I got to pick up the phone and call my mom. I could be shopping at a grocery store, and it comes on the overhead speakers instantly. Pick up the phone, call mom.
Oh, that's nice. See, I don't like her.
It puts him in the Oldsmobile, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. It takes you back. So that going back is calming for a lot of people. Yeah.
Right.
Not that song puts me right back into the grocery store.
Oh, yeah.
You've heard that a lot?
Yeah, that's like a PTSD song.
Yeah.
I've heard it recently, I feel like, that song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone said that this, and this is a more recent show, but...
Portlandia. Yeah, this song, I like it. Gives me good vibes.
I actually love that band so much. Oh, my God. Band. That band washed out.
Yeah, I love this song, too.
Portlandia is good.
He's got, there's some great songs in this band.
They have some good stuff. I'll have to check them out.
Yeah.
I love this theme.
Yeah, that's great.
I'll send you some that are super good. Yeah, Portlandia. I never watched that.
Great show.
Yeah.
Tubbs.
Weird, but good.
I like weird.
Yeah.
Tubbs, you have a theme song that calms you down, dude?
Tubbs.
Yeah. How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh?
Yeah, the theme song calms me down, kind of puts me in a good mood, is Northern Exposure. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it, man.
I never watched the show. Yeah, I never watched, so I don't have any, like, ties to it.
But, I mean, the theme song sounds a bit familiar, probably because it's...
Yeah, I've heard the theme song. I don't know, it just seems like... the song that would be playing in my head as I was at a buffet.
Yeah.
That fits perfectly.
Yeah. Going to the roast
beef. Like looking at different things.
Like, ooh. No, if I hear this again, that's all I'm going to think of.
Dancing my way over to the mashed potatoes.
Yeah, just get some roast beef.
John.
Dessert, you say.
Hey, John, how are you, man?
I think I will.
Don't mind if
not bad. How are you?
Doing okay, thanks. So, is there a theme song or something that kind of calms you?
First of all, Ripcord.
Ripcord.
The theme to Grizzly Adams. I remember sitting around watching it with my brothers and sisters. It was. It always just calmed me down and kind of put me in a good mood.
How old is that show?
Well, I'm old, so...
Yeah, I mean, it was...
Gotta be 35, 40 years old, I'm thinking.
Yeah, because we're too young, I think.
Yeah,
it was just... Right? I don't even know if I know the theme song.
Man,
so let's...
Jack. And if there's anybody...
Is it, wow, that's... The that's the guy from...
Is that Jurassic Park guy?
No,
that's Dan Haggerty's dog.
Yeah, wasn't he the dude from Dukes of Hazzard?
Oh, so it's like one of those talky.
Well, Uncle Jesse was Jack. With the donkey.
That's it.
Yeah.
Uncle Jesse.
There we go.
Thanks for calling in, John. It's one of those like talky intros.
Special kind of intro, but did they have a theme?
They just come right up.
I know nothing about this show.
Me neither.
At all. I don't even think I knew it existed.
I think my mom watched this when she was a child.
They say this
no,
is the
Grizzly
theme
Adams,
from
Grizzly
Adams.
I didn't know about the show very much.
No, I know nothing about the show. I've heard of it.
Whoa.
This is like a hippie song.
It really is. That's real hippie.
This is like my whole childhood.
Makes me want to wash myself in a river.
While wearing a hemp.
Guys, my beard just got longer.
My pubes just got longer.
How's this? I thought we might know it, but we don't.
Nope.
There's a lot of shows that are from this time period. I feel like Little House on the Prairie was like this time period. It was before our time.
Yeah.
Little House on the Prairie, I remember.
But it was in reruns.
That's true.
Yeah. I never watched that show either.
No.
I think that's more of a girl show anyway.
Yeah, I think it was.
Because, like, Becca watched that.
Yeah.
Like,
really?
Yeah.
It's a real wholesome show.
Yeah, it's like super.
Yeah, I'll put that.
Yeah, Michael Landon was the real wholesome guy, right?
Yeah.
I remember a time where Michael Landon was on magazines all the time because my grandma would have goddamn culture magazines that just had Michael Landon all over it.
Yeah.
Because didn't he do one about where he was an angel or something?
Highway to Heaven.
Highway to Heaven, yeah. Highway to Heaven.
That was on all the time in my house. Yeah. Every weeknight.
Yep.
Yeah, this was definitely like a Christian chick show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never watched it.
I didn't really either.
Nope. What else are people saying here? The Family Matters theme song? Come on. Urkel?
Yeah.
Is that Urkel?
That's one of the Breister's favorite shows of all time.
Your dad loves
love that Urkel. He is a funny guy.
Now I'm just gonna picture the Breister watching this. Oh,
Oh, look what's on. That Urkel. It's a rare
condition. And this was the typical theme song from like the 80s, right?
Yeah.
It was an upbeat, poppy little jingle.
With lyrics.
Yeah.
Some people say it's even harder. She would not be reading a Rolling Stone magazine with you two on the cover.
I don't think so.
I never noticed that.
I never did either.
It's a great one if you can find it.
Yeah, I don't know how the Breister got into this. It must have been either. It could have been on the Hallmark Channel or something.
He loved it, huh?
Dude, I'm telling you.
I just remember this guy from Die Hard. Right? The dad on
yeah,
that show was...
He was a Twinkie guy in Die Hard.
The Twinkie guy from Die Hard. But I guess it calms that guy down and your dad. Other people are saying Sanford and Son theme song.
Love it.
Welcome Back Cotter theme song.
I never watched that show.
Welcome Back Cotter.
Yeah, like that like never came into my world.
Yeah, I never watched it either. Like a lot of the old shows that I watched were just because like Nick at Night was something that I would watch as a kid.
Yeah, I think like you and James both watched Nick at Night and saw some shows you should have never seen.
Like Get Smart I used to watch.
Oh yeah, see I remember like Get Smart.
He was like a secret agent.
Yeah.
I'd watch like I Dream a Genie.
Was the Night Court theme sweet?
My grandma and grandpa loved Night Court.
Well, I love Night. I used to. That was like the shows I watched was like Night Court. It was on in the middle of the night.
All these are just reminding me literally like it was my favorite to go to my grandma and grandpa's and like every morning I was there they'd make me breakfast.
That's
then
what
I'd
you
play with Transformers and Legos and things.
Breakfast.
Yeah, killer breakfast.
I never watched Night Court.
So I watched funny. A lot of it.
Like, so funny. Very funny show.
I watched it young, too. I was like, Bull's crazy.
Totally remember the theme song, though.
John Larroquette.
Yeah. He was funny on that.
Oh, that tall
Richard Mole.
He's dead now, I think, right?
Is he?
I believe he died. I believe they're all dead.
That's the thing when you watch
the judge isn't dead.
I believe they're all dead.
No. I don't think John Larroquette's dead.
Well, a lot of them died. I believe that black believe fella did, and that tall, bald guy did. And
Richard Mole died? R.I.P. Richard Mole?
Yeah, that old smoking guard, she died too.
Well,
Thelma Diamond.
Well, she would have died, yes.
Well, she was smoking on the show.
Yeah. You know, she was 100 and smoking.
She was a smoker lady
show.
On the show in the 80s. Of course, she died shortly after the run of the series.
Yeah. Well, they died during the making.
Yeah, you're right. I think she was because she's not in the official cast picture.
I think on Arrested Development, they did a Night Court reunion or something, and there's like a few of them that were still
alive.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike Dave Finks.
Yeah, Dave Finks. But in Dave's mind, he's like, the entire cast of Night Court has died. It died. It almost sounds like a tragedy.
Yeah. The Fall Guy, too, was another one that I would have... I don't like to kiss and tell. It was like a country song. Amazing.
Oh, that guy sang it, right? Whatever, I forget the star. Lee Majors? Is it Lee Majors?
Lee Majors, yeah.
He sang the song.
It was Lee Majors, yeah.
People are saying the Office theme song calms them down.
Hmm.
Well, you know what? I started watching The Office again, and it's funny. Like, it
did
is.
Did you watch it the first time?
I never really did. I watched, like, parts of it, and then I did a thing where I had, when you could burn stuff on CDs, I had it burned on CDs, and I watched, like, the first few couple seasons, but I forget almost everything about it. So, like, watching it again, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's really funny.
And one final text here. This guy said, as a kid, the theme song to ER would calm him right down.
See, it gives me anxiety.
Me too. I feel like someone's bleeding out. They're rushing to the scene. Someone's bleeding out.
I don't know. Like, Becca will listen to this sometimes at night. Like, she'll watch ER.
Yeah.
And when you get to the show, it's just beeps and screams are the only sounds you hear.
It's like, doot, doot, doot. Doot, 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 doot.
So it's high anxiety.
So it's hard to go to sleep to.
Yeah. John Stamos.
John Stamos was on ER. I guess I stopped watching it before he joined.
I don't know that. So that night court guy, Harry Anderson, the judge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just heard about him, and this is, I had to think back and search it. He opened a magic shop in New Orleans.
Oh,
that's
man.
What he's doing now.
That's awesome.
Well, he's always been into magic.
Yeah.
Like, even on the show, like, he did magic.
I think he did magic. Yeah, I think he did magic on the
so
show.
He just has this magic
you know what?
Shop.
Someone that's will real. Be doing a radio show 20 years from now, and they're like, I just looked up Chuck the Freak.
Oh,
and
no.
And he's opened a magic shop in
magic
Michigan.
I hope not. I hope I don't ever read that.
Every time I see a magic shop, I'm like, how do you think that's going to work?
A magic shop in 2018? I don't know.
Like, there's the one I pass, and I'm like, magic shop.
Listen, one of my greatest childhood memories is when I stumbled across a magic shop, went in there and bought a magic deck of cards, okay? Yeah. And I kicked ass with that magic deck of cards.
Of course you did, Chuck. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. One day you'll have a magic shop.
Listen, it was, there's no question, for about 6 months I was a magician. For about 6 months when I was about 11. I had a whole show.
I had a little magic kit, but I grew up to hate magicians. You guys know that.
Yeah. I'm glad I didn't become one.
No. What's his name? That douche nozzle in Vegas turned me off magicians
Chris
for life.
Chris Angel.
Chris Angel has
Chris
turned
Angel.
Me off magicians for life.
Yeah, you hate Chris Angel.
I cannot.
Technically, he's an illusionist.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He's a magician. You, can, you cannot call him an illusionist.
Well, no, you know what?
There was
he's
no
not,
illusion. I
I'll
saw the damn
this.
Wires, you douche nozzle.
He's not a magician, and I'm because he would give away everyone's secrets, right?
People
that was
him, yeah.
how his whole thing started. Like, before he became famous, he was like, hey, I want to show you how that guy did this trick. And, like, so that used to get you killed. Like, back in the 1900s.
Oh, yeah, the magicians would be
they
make you disappear.
Yeah, they would have killed you.
Yeah, I got in a vicious
Too bad
argument.
It's not the early 1900s anymore.
Yeah.
Because if you've seen his Vegas show, you'd probably want to take his life as well. All right, let's get to our first check of the news here.
Everyone's still alive. I'm from that show, by the way, Dave.
Oh, they are. R.I.P. Richard Mole.
Yeah, he's alive. People are like, I'm fine.
He's alive.
I don't know. We got like 3 or 4 texts saying Harry Anderson died in April.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's why.
Oh, Harry died last year. Someone said. See,
well,
I
he used
something.
To have a magic shop in New Orleans
the tall,
before he died.
Bald guy definitely died. Richard Mole, he's definitely dead.
These people have texted in and said he's alive.
No.
Look up Richard Mole real quick.
Richard Mole is still alive.
I need to know if
we
Richard
know what's
Mole,
happening with these people.
Is Richard Mole alive? Because I don't know what kind of world it is without him.
The mystery of the day.
Richard Mole.
Network.
Let's look him up. Mm.
He's very alive.
He's okay. He's alive.
And he has hair.
I killed him off. I thought he had something tragic happened to him.
So how many people from Night Court are dead?
Well, what's his name? Harry
Anderson? So Harry
Anderson,
Anderson is dead.
He's
he just died in April, so that's why the story I just read was okay. That
oh,
makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah. So he just died.
Yes, he died in April. So maybe that's it. Maybe he died and that stuck in my
God,
head.
Yeah.
And I killed
he
off
was
the
only
whole
65.
Show.
Killed the whole
yeah.
show for you. Because Richard Mole's...
I guess they're younger than I thought they would be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the, I think the black dude from that show died.
He was on Arrested
Charles
Development.
Robinson.
He is alive. He is alive.
He's still alive,
yeah.
too. Yep.
Yeah, he was
but
on
the old smoking bitch, she's got to be dead.
She's got to be dead.
She died,
dead.
Yeah, she died in 1985.
Yeah, so
she died. Lung
Listen,
cancer was her
of
cause
course.
Of death.
No.
Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
I knew it.
Did she die while they were making that show?
Oh, yeah, because they replaced her with the sassy
That's
black lady.
That's what I thought.
Remember? The
she
sassy
died
black.
On the show.
Yeah.
Oh.
That show was still airing during a time where it was like 4 out of 5 doctors recommend Winston.
Yeah, exactly. They make
well,
you feel
you
better.
More than you ever wanted to know about the TV show Night Court.
Yeah.
Well, only here on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I think, well, I'm sure a lot of men have done this. I'm not sure how many women have done this. Faked a nap to avoid having to do something.
I do it all the time.
I'm sure you do, Chuck.
I always fake that I'm asleep.
I really.
Your kids are running around.
Well, that's what happens. Yeah. They'll wake me up and like screaming. And then like the door will swing open and I just.
And they jump on you probably.
And I'll even.
You really play it up. They're like, Dad, wake up.
Oh, you hit
Dad.
The snore? You pretend to snore?
Oh, yeah. Oh man, yeah, I've done this a million times.
I know for sure. I just did it this week. I hardly ever nap, but I was tired. That day I went home and I was really tired, so I just lay down on the couch and I passed out. And then I hear from the distance, Dad.
Yeah.
Dad. I'm like, oh, I'm just going to keep sleeping.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out. And then Aiden comes downstairs. He actually shook me. Dad, Dad. I thought something was wrong. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Can I have some hot dogs? Can you make me hot dogs?
Oh, my God.
I'm like, you are friggin' 15 years old.
Yeah, make your own damn
hot dogs. Make your own damn hot dogs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
I was so mad. I was so mad. I'm like, are you kidding? You woke me up to ask for hot dogs?
We are their servant, really.
Oh, my God. If, no. if I had 15, would I woke my dad food. Up from a nap? I'd have had two bullets in my chest.
Dad, I just wanted some snacks.
Yeah, I want to tell you, boy, goddamn. And A and B, you don't need any more hot dogs. You're fat as hell.
25% of your blood is hot dog.
Jesus
I know
Christ.
It.
Wake me up.
Oh, I'm shot in my chest.
Woo-hoo. Rubber bullets, boy.
This is why I didn't have kids, because I'd be like their whole childhood. I'd pretend like I was sleeping.
Yeah, you slept right through the whole thing.
Yeah, like, no, I'm sleeping.
Our mom's been asleep for 18 years.
She's a sleeping beauty.
Yeah, exactly.
She's got some kind of disorder.
She's either got a disorder, some people say that she ate some kind of apple.
And really she's waiting for a prince to kiss her.
She's just drinking gin till they come around. And yeah. Like,
again.
She's been sleeping her whole life. Honestly, never even talked to my own mother. No idea how she sounds. No. The sounds of her sleep.
Did she,
no
did she take you guys to the theme park or anything?
No,
or?
She can't do that because remember how I said that? Honestly, we've never done anything with her. Every once in a while, I go and I just make sure she's still breathing because I think she might be dead. It's weird, though, because every once in a while, she's in a different room. Yeah. She does. It's like she almost gets up and sleepwalks, but we never see it. Never seen it. One never time, seen it. I saw a bottle of gin appear beside her.
Exactly.
I don't know how she got that.
Yeah, that's
life
strange.
Is weird.
I feel bad for you guys. Hopefully she wakes up soon before you graduate.
Her clothes change. We don't expect it.
Her clothes change every day, too. Nobody sees how that happens.
I don't know how that happens.
It's the weirdest.
It's the weirdest thing. I thought you did that.
I didn't. I haven't been doing it. No, she's been. I don't know what's been happening. But is she wearing like nice clothes or?
She has the greatest clothes. She has the greatest clothes. Our mom.
Her sleeping mom just really stylish.
Sleeping mom.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag sleeping mom.
She's got the two S's, sleepy yep. and stylish. Parent teacher interviews were last night. She was nowhere to be found. It was just us two. We just went.
One time, I swear to God, she opened her eyes and looked at me and then closed it again.
But see, that might have just been your imagination.
You're right. That's just me.
So people admit they do this. Only one in three people say they faked a nap to avoid doing something. I think that's kind of BS. I think some more people do it than that. This woman said, anytime I ask my boyfriend to do something, he just puts his head back and closes his eyes and just starts making snoring noises.
I want to sleep again.
Yeah. This woman, every time I come home and my boyfriend's not home, I try to give myself some lady time. When I hear him come in the door, I always act like I was taking a nap. Pretend I'm waking up. Oh, she's diddling herself?
But doesn't want to have
he
sex.
He would love
with him.
To know that.
Yeah. Well, that's what she's protecting.
Yeah. He'll never know.
Mm-hmm. And this person said, I'd fake a nap just to get carried to bed. That's got to be a lady.
Mm-hmm. It's a man. That's weird.
I texted that in.
Andy, you want ladies to carry
honest.
You to bed?
He loves to be carried to bed.
I do. I love a strong woman. Just to
yep. lay me down.
Lay
he
me
does.
Down.
Fireman carry.
And on a similar note, the next time you ask your partner to clean the bathroom and they do such a bad job, you need to reclean it afterwards, get suspicious. Chuck's admitted he's kind of done stuff like this before. And
that's
according to a
it.
New survey, 67% of people admit they've intentionally done a bad job on a chore just so they could get out of doing it again in the future.
Never again.
That's not right.
Man, that's not right.
I find, that. Though,
I'm
that
just
even,
not good at it, I guess.
Yeah. Even if you do it and you're trying to do a good job, you probably haven't done it the way she wants it done.
Yeah.
Right? You overlook
no
things.
No one can clean a bathroom like a woman can clean a bathroom.
It's
I
the
feel.
Craziest
yeah.
thing.
Like yeah. We clean way better. We just notice
you
more.
You see things
we see
that are...
things, yeah.
Like, I don't see
it. I see it and I don't care.
I don't see it.
You know, we just don't care, yeah.
Yeah, we don't see the same things. I Amber gives me so. That, like...
Like she's nice about it, but it's like I'm her child.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Sue, you tried. Yeah. That's so nice of you. Mm-hmm. Like, right? Like it's almost condescending. Like, oh, sweet little Dave.
Yeah.
You tried, but look at all the stuff you missed.
You're just so stupid.
Just get out of the way.
Too simple.
Yeah.
And
I'll get right out of the way. Mm-hmm. You won't see me in there again.
Yeah. What can you think of things you've intentionally done wrong though? Or not as great, just so you'd never have to do it again?
Just life.
Like everything. Everything.
Just
in
life.
General.
Everything in life.
Yep. Just everything.
They also found in this survey that 80% of couples get into an argument over chores, and 62% of people who have hired someone to clean their place say it's been a great thing for their relationship.
I tried to.
Did you? How did that go?
Like, it's kind of just gone quiet.
It's gone quiet. Did they come back?
Well, it was my bad, actually, because a couple of times they were like, hey, we're on our way. And I'm like,
oh. Pretended like you were sleeping or really sleeping.
Yeah, well, I just ignored it. I was having music festivals.
Wait a second here. I was off this time this happened. You went to hire someone to clean your house, and from what I understand, they just quit halfway through?
Yes. Yeah, like, so they show up, and then it's like some lady that looks like she literally just did opiates. Oh. And I was like, oh, hey. I was like, your car really looks like it was in one of the Terminator movies. Mm-hmm. How you doing? Come on in. So then she comes in, and I'm like, well, I'm gonna take a nap. You do your thing. I won't bother you. You know, let you do your thing. So then I'm in there for like an hour, and I'm thinking she's out there. And I emerge from the bedroom to see what's been going on, expecting my house to be like super clean because I'd ordered something called a deep clean.
Deep clean
is going to be so deep. I can't wait. So then I get up and I'm like walking around my apartment like she's in there because I didn't know she had left. But I'm like walking around. I'm like,
where is she?
In the bathroom. I'm like moving the shower curtain. I'm like, bitch, where are you? What the hell? Because the only thing she did was she threw away my license plate renewal thing that I needed.
Oh, my God.
She threw that away, so that was nice of her. And then she took my trash out of the trash can, tied it, and put it in the living room. I thought that was what a unique way of doing it.
Yep.
And then she stacked a bunch of magazines under my coffee table that I was like, I didn't even know there was an underneath of the coffee table. I'm like, I wanted you to scrub the bathroom and the kitchen and all this.
She didn't do that, right?
Yeah, she just dipped out, said it was too stressful or something.
Yeah, she was too stressed.
You didn't have to pay.
I didn't have to pay for that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were cool about that. But then I get on the horn, and you know me. Mm-hmm. Like, feud time.
Feud. Yep.
Mike, you better send somebody quick. I don't know how long I can.
I need a deep clean.
I ordered a deep clean. And
so they sent someone back and you were in the middle of
a
festival.
So I was doing a music festival in my living room and I was in.
Yeah.
I didn't need to see anybody.
Shape.
Yeah. So they frantically tried to get a hold of me. And then the next week I was like, yeah, we'll figure this out next week. And then I never called them again.
Right.
Too much hassle. Yeah. Sounds like a lot of hassle.
No need for the deep clean.
There's like a certain. I tried.
Right.
I paid for the deep clean. And this lady is hilarious. Like, I was like, what a prankster. I was like, that's amazing. She's like that Ashton Kutcher. Just like pranking me. I was like, who would ever thought? I was like, that is so wacky to put a trash bag in the middle of the living room like that.
So you've just given up now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
For now.
I'll call other people, see what's up.
Yeah.
Hello, other people.
But yeah, this lady was something. She was just like, I was like, I'm going to take a nap. Don't. Steal everything.
Do you have a lock on your door? Your bedroom door?
I don't know.
I would find it odd if
it's always open for business.
Unknown person in my house and I'm sleeping.
Sleeping?
Well, I didn't really.
You
wasn't really sleeping.
Oh, you're going to pretend.
Yeah, I was just kind of in there watching TV because I was like, I'm pretty sure I let a heroin addict in here.
Mm-hmm. This is different. This girl says, I don't know if this counts, but sometimes I'll intentionally F up cleaning so my boyfriend will spank me.
Mm. That's right.
Well,
if you don't clean right, I'll spank you.
That is, you got an interesting relationship there, lady.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Bathroom's disgusting. Get on over here. Mm. Time for a spanking.
You didn't
clean. The shower isn't as clean as I like it.
This guy.
Take your pants off. He says he took a Xanax the other night and told his wife how much he hated the way she cleans the house.
I gotta be honest with you. I just hate.
Oh, boy. You're way too relaxed.
Oh, my God.
Way too relaxed.
You let your guard down a bit?
Yep. The Xanax took the edge off so much, but it took the edge off so much that he's like, you know what? I can be just 100% honest and everything's going to be fine. There won't be any fights. Everything's fine. It's better if you're just 100% honest with somebody.
Not okay. No.
He said he woke up the next day to a very uncomfortable conversation.
That's so funny how drugs react differently to people. Mm-hmm. Like Xanax is a truth serum to him.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I've had three affairs. Oh, I'm in the middle of one right now. I'm like, oh, if you want to grab it and check it out.
Here, just take it. Take it. Passcode. Here's my passcode.
Mm-hmm. I really think you're getting fat.
Oh, man.
You're so much fatter than you were.
You can't clean. You don't know how to clean at all.
Mm-mm. Gross. You're just gross. Really regret marrying.
Oh, that's bad. I had no idea that was a side effect of Xanax. Maybe
it's
for some
not.
People.
It's not.
Not normally.
It's not. It doesn't do anything to me.
Just relaxes me like it should.
Yeah.
Takes the edge off.
All right. Believe it or not, when you get high on weed or whatever else you crazy kids do these days, you might just make some choices you'll regret.
You talking about grass?
Talking about the wacky tobacco. According to a new survey, 32% of people
smoking grass.
32% of people who posed for photos while they were high regretted it.
Mm.
Quickly here on the Dave and Chuck lines, what have you done while high that you regretted? 1-855-954-6969. It's toll free. 1-855-954-6969 or text 46969. What have you done while high that you later regretted? So 32% of people have posed for photos high. They regretted that. 30% called or texted someone high and regretted that.
Mm.
21% posted something on social media high and regretted it.
People are pussies.
Yeah. Pussies about what? The posting or just getting high?
You're getting a little high and you're doing stupid things. Just chill.
Can't
out,
control
man.
Yourself.
Goddamn, watch a show. Shut up.
I wonder if the guy who dropped off the gifts for my friend, the stoner guy, I wonder if he regretted that.
I bet he
does.
He
was totally stoned. He dropped off like a peso and a Frankenstein napkin to my friend at work.
That's
so
crazy.
I just wonder if
a peso
regrets
and a
that.
Frankenstein napkin.
Well, other things too, but that's the highlights.
Yeah. Wow. Those are the main highlights.
Yeah. And he looked like he was stoned in the picture he sent her.
Major stoner.
Yeah.
So I wonder if
I don't know if he regrets that. I mean, she did
probably
contact
not.
Him.
Yeah, probably not.
She contacted him.
That's incredible.
True.
No, it was amazing.
She contacted him.
I don't even know what to say about that.
I know. It's half worked. It half worked, Andy.
Did it?
It half worked.
It didn't really. I mean, he did talk to her on text, but...
Yeah.
Well, he got some text messages out of
it.
Just cost him a peso and a Frankenstein.
Exactly. Go some flowers and a small vase.
Yeah, you're right. Why would you regret that?
A nug of weed.
A nug of weed.
Nug. He gave her a nug.
Wow.
Dropped a nug off.
That's crazy.
I think it just fell in.
Yeah,
a
probably did.
I think it just fell in. Little vase.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What a weird fella.
Dropped it off to her work.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah
that's right. Probably now it's scary.
Yeah, right?
Now it's super scary.
Lisa has a pic of him.
Yeah,
you got to show him the pic.
Pull it up.
So we're asking, what have you done while you're high that you regret? Some of the first texts coming in here, bought $800 concert tickets while high.
Ooh, Jesus.
Totally regretted it.
What the hell did you go see?
It's probably something bad, too.
You went to meet a band.
Yeah,
sounds like it. You went to meet them.
Did you get to play bridge with the Rolling Stones? Go fish!
Let my wife peg me while high.
Oh, wow.
Totally regretted that.
See, but that one, you can't blame the weed.
No,
that was all you.
Yeah, you wanted it.
You wanted that dong in you. Joe. Hiya, Joe.
Dude, I'm doing pretty good. Penis balls.
Balls.
Penis.
I spent $158 at Taco Bell one night.
What?
On yourself?
You are the MVP.
Yeah. Well, I went to the drive-thru with a friend of mine. We had gotten high as a kite.
Yep.
And we just started ordering everything off the menu. And, yeah, one thing led to another. And I just spent so much money. It was amazing. It was terrible.
Did you get? You, there's no way you finished all of it, right?
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
No, $158. You know how much Taco Bell that would buy you?
Oh, it's a dream. It's a dreamboat of Taco Bell. That's so amazing.
That's crazy.
You have it the next day.
Oh, I cap out right about 20. Like, the most of a Taco Bell I can eat, I think of my cap would be about $25 worth of it.
Yeah, that's a good amount.
That's a lot.
I can't go any further than that. That's three chalupas, three Doritos Locos Tacos, and two Burrito Supremes.
Yeah, like how much is a soft taco? Andy?
Yeah.
How much is a soft taco?
Like a regular one's like a buck and a half.
Yeah.
A buck and a half.
Yeah.
You're not going just to get a soft taco.
I like soft tacos.
You got to get some of the delicious delicacies that they have there. No, they're good. It's like a good little side item to get.
The side item.
Got to get a Supreme, though.
You got to get Supreme.
No. Chuck won't like it because guys never get sour cream.
Tomatoes myself. I don't like a tomato.
I hate it. I'll tell you, I really hate it when a tomato slips in there. Yeah, like I didn't order the tomato.
What about the sour cream?
There's no way sour cream's coming
close. I love the sour cream. And Taco Bell's sour cream is incredible.
Special, yeah.
Extra juicy. They figured out how to make it more fat in it or something.
Mm. CJ's with us.
Thanks.
Hi, CJ. How are you?
Good. How are you, Penis Balls?
Penis, what have you done while high that you regret?
So my roommate, freshman year of college, me and my girlfriend are watching Netflix. He comes back in from getting stoned with our buddies and lays down. 10 minutes later, I see him pitching a tent. I say something. Goes quiet for a minute. And then 5 minutes later, he's just going at it. Me and my girlfriend, 5 feet away from him, going at it. Wow. So I flick the lights on. It's like 2 a.m. I'm like, what the heck are you doing? I start freaking out on him. Gets to the point where I had to leave the room because this kid, he was just a weirdo. But he ended up blaming it on the fact that he was high. Mm-hmm. And I was like, dude, that's not what I do when I get high.
Yeah.
Jerk off next to strangers.
I think that guy.
That's not it.
Yeah, he's a bit of a pervert.
He's a freak.
Yeah, probably more appropriate.
Yeah.
Poor woman. She said, "While high, I got a lip kiss mark tattoo on my left boob that ended up looking like a hemorrhoidal butthole."
Hey, you got a butthole tattoo.
Is that a butthole with hemorrhoids?
I love that butthole tattoo on your breast.
She says, don't get tattoos high. I've had it touched up since then, so now it's less butthole-y.
High on what?
Yeah, like, that's the thing. It's like you're just high on weed and you get a butthole put on your titty. I don't feel for you.
No, it's got to be something much stronger, right?
I would think so. I'd hope so.
Yeah.
Oh, no. When I was high, I wrote a rap album and sent it to a few of my teachers for evaluation.
Oh.
Is that Jason? I regret it ever since, he says.
Mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise, is that you? Mayo.
Yeah, you were made fun of a lot, I'm sure.
Oh, man.
Rap album. It's probably inappropriate.
Yeah, well.
Well, sure. Josiah. Let's go to him next. Hi, Josiah.
Sorry?
Yes, you.
Yes.
Yes, hi. What did you do while high that you regret?
Oh, man. All right, first off, I love you guys.
Thanks, man.
And, all right, Dave, I got too high on some notes, some cocaine.
Oh, okay, yes.
Yep. And Twisted Tees, you know. And then I had sex with your mother. All right.
All right. That's
why the phone. What happens when you go to the phone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Glad we put him on.
Yeah, dangerous place, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Had a cool story in the description, though.
Jason the Jew said, just rapping in general after getting high is enough regret for him. Just the fact that he rapped at all.
Yeah.
He regrets.
I would almost pay unlimited funds
to hear him
to find his raps.
Yes.
I wouldn't be able to believe it.
The lost Jason the Jew as Mayo rap tracks.
The lost Mayo tracks?
Amazing. Yeah.
It's crazy. I wonder if he's got anything unpublished.
I would spend whatever it would cost to press them onto a vinyl and sell them for record day. Final record day.
I'd take two copies.
Lil' Mayo.
Lil' Mayo.
Lil' Mayo.
Jennifer's with us next. Hi, good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Penis Balls.
Balls.
Penis. What has Jennifer regretted doing while high?
I am recovering from tendon repair surgery in my hand, and I wasn't really thinking, and I clutched my hand. And it was the most painful thing that I've done.
Oh, imagine that for a second. You just had tendon repair surgery. And then you get high and you're like,
Oh,
that would hurt like a mofo.
You can't get so high that you
clap.
Yeah.
Ooh, Andrew in Boston, you did something pretty bad when you were high, dude.
Yes, yes, I did. Good morning, guys, and penis balls.
Penis balls.
So when I was about 19, I started working for this company selling Cutco cutlery. And they were very, very, very sharp knives. Probably some of the sharpest knives I've ever handled with my entire life.
I still have them. I sold the Cutco as well. Yeah, my brother sold the Cutco knives.
Everybody did some Cutco hard time.
Yep. Beautiful knives.
So I ended up challenging my friend to a knife fight with those knives.
No.
And we were kind of joking around, and everything was going fine. And I lunged forward, and he kicked his leg up, and he ended up kicking his leg into the knife.
Oh.
And he was just bleeding everywhere like a stuck pig. Mm. So I instantly went into panic mode and was freaking out and rushed him over to the toilet on the bathtub and started rinsing his leg out and tried to do anything I could to get it to stop. I eventually had to go get stitches, but I mean, I was trying to prevent him from going to get stitches because I didn't want anyone to know I just stabbed him.
Right, right.
Sure.
Those knives will slice.
Are they really that sharp?
Oh my God, yeah. They're the sharpest knives that I've ever used.
There's no reason for them to even be. What are you cutting that you even need them that sharp?
I don't know. I got those knives when I lived by myself. My brother same thing where it's like you're trying to find some kind of job. My brother's selling Cutco knives. And I was like, dude, you can come to my house. I'll watch your whole presentation or whatever. And I knew I was like, I'm going to buy a set of knives from him, you know.
Yeah.
Give him. And then I found out later, so I bought the knives for him, and then I found out he got no commission from it. There's no commission. There was no, it worked
a
different way.
You had to sell 100 of them before it even kicked in.
Yeah, it was so crazy. I was like, what? I just spent and it was quite a bit of money. I thought I was doing him a solid.
Yeah.
And I wasn't, but I still have those knives, and they're still sharp. I mean, if you reach into the drawer wrong, you'll cut yourself.
I'm Chuck the Freak for Cutco.
When I had a roommate, she cut the tip of her finger right off into a salad. Jesus. She was making a salad she didn't know, and then she looked down. She's like, "Oh my God,
Jesus,
that sharp." Wonderful knives.
All their salespeople are missing limbs and fingers and stuff.
Yeah. Hey, Cutco, if you need a new pitchman, Chuck the Freak's
available.
Except for
the fact that it cuts your fingers off.
Well, yeah, he'll tilt
it
down a bit.
It is the sharpest knife. There's no reason for him to be like a lightsaber.
They have a patented
sharp technology.
Sharpening technology. It's like a little tiny triangle.
Yeah.
Or like a shark tooth.
Yeah.
It's a wild technology, but it's great.
I assume this is a woman. She said while high, she let someone take nude photos of her. I assume it's a woman again. Embarrassing poses and all. And they got sent to my mother, they said.
Oh, what?
Was too high to care, though.
Well, that's more than weed.
It'd be more embarrassing if it was a dude.
It would be more embarrassing if it was a dude. Because what embarrassing poses?
Like if you get happy too high, baby. You just sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're stoned.
Someone else said, ate 3 gallons of chocolate peanut butter ice cream.
Yeah.
The dump I took the next day was legendary.
Jeez. How many gallons?
3.
Mm. Yeah, I've never gone to 3.
Rookie.
Ooh. And you can imagine what happened to this person. What I regret doing while high, I went to a dominatrix show in Bangkok. What did they do to him?
Well, he's still there.
Yeah. He's tied up. I'm texting you now. I'm tied up under the stage.
He's allowed to walk 20 feet in the chains he's in.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh my God. A Bangkok dominatrix show.
Yeah.
Just going to Bangkok is you're just taking a real risk.
Scary, dude.
You're just taking a real risk. You only go there, right, to
get up to stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
I bet you they made his dick bleed.
Oh, I'm sure they just burnt his nipples right off him right away.
Ah!
Ah!
Big American, tough, tough.
Tough, tough.
Tough, tough. Tough, all right. Framing Rod!
Oh, no!
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I'm sure a lot of men have done this. I'm not sure how many women have done this. Faked a nap to avoid having to do something.
I do it all the time.
I'm sure you do, Chuck.
I always fake that I'm asleep.
I really.
Your kids are running around.
Well, that's what happens. Yeah. They'll wake me up and like screaming. And then like the door will swing open and I just.
And they jump on you probably.
And I'll even.
You really play it up. You're like, Dad, wake up.
Oh, you hit the snore? You pretend to snore?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I've done this a million times. A million times.
I know for sure. I just did it this week. I hardly ever nap, but I was tired that day. I went home and I was really tired. So I just lay down on the couch and I passed out. And then I hear from the distance, Dad.
Yeah.
Dad.
I'm like, oh, I'm just going to keep sleeping.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out.
And then Aiden comes downstairs. He actually shook me. Dad, Dad. I thought something was wrong. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Can I have some hot dogs? Can you make me hot dogs?
Oh, my God.
I'm like, you are friggin' 15 years old.
Yeah, make your own damn hot dogs.
Make your own damn hot dogs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
I was so mad. I'm like, are you kidding? You woke me up to ask for hot dogs.
We are their servant, really.
Oh, my God. If I had 15, would I woke my dad food. Up from a nap? I'd have had two bullets in my chest.
Dad, I just want some snacks.
Yeah, I want to tell you, boy, goddamn. And A and B, you don't need any more hot dogs. You're fat as hell.
25% of your blood is hot dog.
Jesus
I know
Christ.
It. Wake me up.
Oh, I'm shot in my chest.
Woo-hoo. The rubber bullets, boy.
This is why I didn't have kids, because I'd be like their whole childhood. I'd pretend like I was sleeping.
Yeah, you slept right through the whole thing.
Yeah, like, no, I'm sleeping.
Our mom's been asleep for 18 years.
She's a sleeping beauty. Yeah, exactly.
She's got some kind of disorder. She's either got a disorder. Some people say that she ate some kind of apple. And really she's waiting for a prince to kiss her.
She's just drinking gin till they come around. And yeah. Like,
sleep again.
She's been sleeping her whole life. Honestly, never even talked to my own mother. No idea how she sounds. The sounds of her sleep.
Did she,
no
did she take you guys to the theme park or anything?
No,
or?
She can't do that because remember how I said that? She's never actually, honestly, we've never done anything with her. Every once in a while I go and I just make sure she's still breathing because I think she might be dead. It's weird though because every once in a while she's in a different room. She does. It's like she almost gets up and sleepwalks, but we never see it. Never seen it. One never time, seen it. I saw a bottle of gin appear beside her. Exactly. I don't know how she got that.
Yeah, that's
life
strange.
Is weird.
I feel bad for you guys. Hopefully she wakes up soon before you graduate.
Her clothes change. We don't expect it.
Her clothes change every day, too. Nobody sees how that happens.
I don't know how that happens.
That's the weirdest.
It's the weirdest thing. I thought you did that.
I didn't. I haven't been doing it, no. She's been, I don't know what's been happening. But is she wearing, like, nice clothes, or?
She has the greatest clothes. She has the greatest clothes, our mom.
Yeah, her sleeping mom, just really stylish.
Sleeping mom.
Hashtag sleeping mom.
She's got the two S's, sleepy and stylish. Parent-teacher interviews were last night. She was nowhere to be found. It was just us two. We just went.
One time, I swear to God, she opened her eyes and looked at me and then closed it again.
But see, that might have just been your imagination.
You're right. That's just me. So people admit they do this. Only one in three people say they faked a nap to avoid doing something. I think that's kind of BS. I think some more people do it than that. This woman said, anytime I ask my boyfriend to do something, he just puts his head back and closes his eyes and just starts making snoring noises.
Go away, man.
I want to sleep again.
Yeah.
This woman, every time I come home and my boyfriend's not home, I try to give myself some lady time. When I hear him come in the door, I always act like I was taking a nap. Pretend I'm waking up. Oh, she's diddling herself?
But doesn't want to have
he
sex.
He would love
with him.
To know that.
Yeah. Well, that's what she's protecting.
Yeah. He'll never know.
Mm-hmm.
And this person said, I'd fake a nap just to get carried to bed.
That's got to be a lady.
Mm-hmm. It's a man. That's weird.
I texted that in.
Andy, you want lady deuces to carry you to bed?
He loves to be carried to bed.
I do. I love a strong woman. Just to
lay me down.
He does.
Fireman carry. And on a similar note, the next time you ask your partner to clean the bathroom and they do such a bad job, you need to reclean it afterwards, get suspicious. Chuck's admitted he's kind of done stuff like this before. And according to a new survey, 67% of people admit they've intentionally done a bad job on a chore just so they could get out of doing it again in the future.
Never again.
That's not right.
Man, that's not right.
I find, though, that
you're not good at it, I guess.
Yeah. Even if you do it and you're trying to do a good job, you probably haven't done it the way she wants it done.
Yeah.
Right? You overlook
things.
No
one can clean a bathroom like a woman can clean a bathroom.
It's the craziest thing.
Yeah. Like, yeah. We clean way better. We just notice more.
You see things that are...
We see things, yeah.
Like, I don't see
it. I see it, and I don't care.
I don't see it.
You know, just don't care, yeah.
Yeah, we don't see the same things. Amber gives me that, like... like she's nice about it, but it's like I'm her child.
Yeah.
Oh, so you tried. Yeah. That's so nice of you. Like, right? Like, it's almost condescending. Like, oh, sweet little Dave.
Yeah.
You tried, but look at all the stuff you missed.
You're just so stupid.
Just get out of the way.
Too simple.
Yeah.
And
I'll get right out of the way. You won't see me in there again.
Yeah. What can you think of things you've intentionally done wrong though? Or not as great, just so you'd never have to do it again?
Just life.
Everything.
Just
in
life.
General.
Everything in life.
Yep. Just everything.
They also found in this survey that 80% of couples get into an argument over chores. And 62% of people who have hired someone to clean their place say it's been a great thing for their relationship.
Mm. I tried to.
Did you? How did that go?
Like, it's kind of just gone quiet.
It's gone quiet? Did they come back?
Well, it was my bad, actually, because a couple of times they were like, hey, we're on our way. And I'm like,
pretended like you were sleeping or really
yeah,
sleeping.
Yeah, well, I just ignored it. I was having music festivals.
Wait a second here. I was off this time this happened. You went to hire someone to clean your house, and from what I understand, they just quit halfway through?
Yes.
Yeah, like, so they show up, and then it's like some lady that looks like she literally just did opiates. Oh. And I was like, oh, hey. I was like, your car really looks like it was in one of the Terminator movies. How you doing? Come on in. So then she comes in, and I'm like, well, I'm gonna take a nap. You do your thing. I won't bother you. You know, let you do your thing. So then I'm in there for like an hour, and I'm thinking she's out there. And I emerge from the bedroom to see what's been going on, expecting my house to be like super clean because I'd ordered something called a deep clean.
Deep clean's
gonna be so deep. So then I get up and I'm like walking around my apartment like she's in there because I didn't know she had left. But I'm like walking around. I'm like, where is she? In the bathroom. I'm like moving the shower curtain. I'm like, ah, bitch, where are you? What the hell? Because the only thing she did was she threw away my license plate renewal thing that I needed.
Oh, my God.
She threw that away. Yep. So that was nice of her. And then she took my trash out of the trash can. Tied it and put it in the living room. I thought that was a weird, what a unique way of doing it.
Yep.
And then she stacked a bunch of magazines under my coffee table that I was like, I didn't even know there was an underneath of the coffee table. I'm like, I wanted you to scrub the bathroom and the kitchen and all this.
She didn't do that, right?
Yeah, she just dipped out, said it was too stressful or something.
Yeah, she was too stressed.
You didn't have to pay.
I didn't have to pay for that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were cool about that. But then I get on the horn, and you know me. Mm-hmm. Like, feud time.
Feud. Yep.
I'm like, you better send somebody quick. I don't know how long I can.
I need a deep clean.
I ordered a deep clean. And
so they sent someone back, and you were in the middle of
a
festival.
Yeah, so I was doing a music festival in my living room, and I was in.
Yeah.
I didn't need to see anybody.
Shape.
Yeah.
So they frantically tried to get a hold of me. And then the next week, I was like, yeah, we'll figure this out next week. And then I never called him again.
Right.
Too much hassle. Yeah. Sounds like a lot of hassle.
No need for the deep clean.
Just, there's like a certain, I tried.
Right.
I paid for the deep clean. And this lady is hilarious. Like, I was like, what a prankster. I was like, that's amazing. She's like that Ashton Kutcher. Just like pranking me. I was like, who would ever thought? I was like, that is so wacky to put a trash bag in the middle of the living room like that.
So you've just given up now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
For now.
I'll call other people, see what's up.
Yeah.
Hello, other people. But yeah, this lady was something. She was just like, I was like, I'm going to take a nap. Don't steal everything.
Do you have a lock on your door? Your bedroom door?
I don't know.
I would find it odd.
It's always open for business.
Unknown person in my house and I'm sleeping.
Sleeping.
Well, I didn't really.
You
wasn't
were pretending
really.
To sleep.
Oh, you're gonna pretend. Yeah, I was okay. just kind of in there watching TV because I was like, I'm pretty sure I let a heroin addict in here.
Mm-hmm. This is different. This girl says, I don't know if this counts, but sometimes I'll intentionally f up cleaning so my boyfriend will spank me.
That's right.
Well,
if you don't clean right, I'll spank you.
That is, you got an interesting relationship there, lady.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Bathroom's disgusting. Get on over here. Mm. Time for a spanking.
You didn't clean.
The shower isn't as clean as I like it.
This take guy.
Your pants off.
He says he took a Xanax the other night and told his wife how much he hated the way she cleans the house.
I gotta be honest with you. I just hate.
Oh, boy. You're way too relaxed.
Oh, my God.
Way too relaxed.
You let your guard down a bit?
Yep. He let his. The Xanax took the edge off so much, but it took the edge off so much that he's like, you know what? I can be just 100% honest and everything's going to be fine. There won't be any fights. Everything's fine. It's better if you're just 100% honest with somebody.
Not okay.
He said he woke up the next day to a very uncomfortable conversation.
That's so funny how drugs react differently to people. Mm-hmm. Like Xanax is a truth serum to him.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I've had three affairs. I'm in the middle of one right now. I'm like, check it out.
Here, just take it. Take it. This is my passcode.
Mm-hmm. I really think you're getting fat.
Oh, man, so much fatter
than you were.
You can't clean. You don't know how to clean at all.
Mm-mm, gross. You're just gross. Really regret marrying.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah,
I had no idea that was a side effect of Xanax. Maybe
it's
for
not.
Some people.
It's not normally. It's not. No. It doesn't do anything to me.
Just relaxes me like it should.
Yeah.
Takes the edge off.
All right. Believe it or not, when you get high on weed or whatever else you crazy kids do these days, you might just make some choices you'll regret.
You talking about grass?
Talking about the wacky tobacco. According to a new survey, 32% of people
smoking grass.
32% of people who posed for photos while they were high, regretted it.
Mm.
Quickly here on the Dave and Chuck lines, what have you done while high that you regretted? 1-855-954-6969. It's toll free. 1-855-954-6969 or text 46969. What have you done while high that you later regretted? So 32% of people have posed for photos high. They regretted that. 30% called or texted someone high. And regretted that.
Mm.
21% posted something on social media high and regretted it.
People are pussies.
Yeah.
Pussies about what? The posting or just getting high?
You're getting a little high and you're doing stupid things.
Just can't control yourself.
Yeah, goddamn, watch a show. Shut up.
I wonder if the guy who dropped off the gifts for my friend, the stoner guy, I wonder if he regretted that.
I bet he does.
Totally stoned. He dropped off like a peso and a Frankenstein napkin to my friend at
her
work. So I just wonder if
a
he
peso
regrets
and a
that.
Frankenstein napkin.
Well, other things too, but that's the highlights.
Yeah. Wow, those are the main highlights.
Yeah, and he looked like he was stoned. Like a, in the picture he sent her,
major stoner.
Yeah.
So I wonder. I don't know
if he regrets that. I mean, she did
probably
contact
not.
Him.
Yeah, probably not.
She contacted him.
That's incredible.
True.
Oh, it was amazing.
She contacted him.
I don't even know what to say about that.
I know. It's half worked. It half worked, Andy.
Did it?
It half worked.
It didn't really. I mean, he did talk to her on text, but.
Yeah.
Well, he got some text messages out of
him. Yeah.
Just cost him a peso and a Frankenstein.
Exactly. Go some flowers and a small vase.
Yeah, you're right. Why would you regret that?
A nug of weed.
A nug of weed.
He gave her a nug.
Wow.
Dropped a nug off. That's crazy.
I think it just fell in.
Yeah,
probably did.
I think it just fell in.
Little vase.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What a weird fella. Dropped it off to her work.
Oh, that's crazy.
Probably now it's scary.
Yeah, right?
Now it's super scary. Lisa has a pic of him.
Yeah.
You got to show him the pic.
Pull it up.
So we're asking, what have you done while you're high that you regret? Some of the first texts coming in here, bought $800 concert tickets while high.
Ooh, Jesus.
Totally regretted it.
What the hell did you go see?
It's probably something bad, too.
You went to meet a band.
Yeah.
Sounds like it. You went to meet them.
Did you get to play bridge with the Rolling Stones? Go fish!
Let my wife peg me. While high.
Oh, wow.
Totally regretted that.
See, yeah, but that one, you can't blame the weed.
No, you
that was all
it.
You
wanted.
You wanted that dong in you. Joe. Hiya, Joe.
Dude, I'm doing pretty good. Penis balls.
Balls.
Penis.
I spent $158 at Taco Bell one night.
What?
On yourself?
You are the MVP.
Yeah. Well, I went to the drive-thru with a friend of mine. We had gotten high as a kite.
Yep.
And we just started ordering everything off the menu. And, yeah, one thing led to another. And I just spent so much money. It was amazing. It was terrible.
Did you get? You, there's no way you finished all of it, right?
No. Oh, hell no.
No, $158. You know how much Taco Bell that would buy you?
Oh, it's a dream. It's a dream boat of Taco Bell. That's so amazing.
That's crazy.
You have it the next day.
Oh, I cap out right about 20. Like, the most of a Taco Bell I can eat, I think of my cap would be about $25 worth of it.
Yeah, that's a good amount.
I can't go any further than that. That's three chalupas, three Doritos Locos Tacos, and two Burrito Supremes.
Yeah, like, how much is a soft taco? Andy?
Yeah.
How much is a soft taco?
Like a regular one's like a buck and a half.
Yeah.
A buck and a half.
Yeah.
I don't know how many you're not going
just to get a soft taco. I
like soft tacos.
You got to get some of the delicious delicacies they have there. No, they're good. I mean, it's like a good little side item to get.
The side item.
Got to get a Supreme, though.
You got to get Supreme.
No. Chuck won't like it because
I got Supreme
and
no tomatoes myself. I don't like a tomato.
I hate it. I'll tell you, I really hate it when a tomato slips in there. Yeah. Like, I didn't order the tomato.
What about the sour cream?
There's no way sour cream's coming
close. I love the sour cream. And Taco Bell's sour cream is incredible.
Special, yeah.
Extra juicy. They figured out how to make it more fat in it or something.
Mm. CJ's with us.
Thanks.
Hi, CJ. How are you?
Good. How are you, Penis Balls?
Penis, what have you done while high that you regret?
So my roommate, freshman year of college, me and my girlfriend are watching Netflix. He comes back in from getting stoned with our buddies and lays down. 10 minutes later, I see him pitching a tent. I say something. Goes quiet for a minute. And then 5 minutes later, he's just going at it. Me and my girlfriend, 5 feet away from him, going at it. Wow. So I flick the lights on. It's like 2 a.m. I'm like, what the heck are you doing? I start freaking out on him. Gets to the point where I had to leave the room because this kid, he was just a weirdo. But he ended up blaming it on the fact that he was high. Mm. And I was like, dude, that's not what I do when I get high.
Yeah.
Jerk off next to strangers.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, I think that guy.
Yeah, he's a bit of a pervert.
Yeah, he's a freak.
Yeah, probably more appropriate.
Yeah.
Poor woman. She said, while high, I got a lip kiss mark tattoo on my left boob that ended up looking like a hemorrhoidal butthole.
Hey, you got a butthole tattoo.
Is that a butthole with hemorrhoids?
I love that butthole tattoo on your breast.
She says, don't get tattoos high. I've had it touched up since then, so now it's less butthole-y.
High on what?
Yeah, like, that's the thing. It's like if you're just high on weed and you get a butthole put on your titty, I don't feel for you.
No, it's got to be something much stronger, right?
I would think so. I'd hope so.
Yeah.
Oh, no. When I was high, I wrote a rap album and sent it to a few of my teachers for evaluation.
Oh.
I regret it ever since, he
Mayonnaise?
Says. Mayonnaise, is that you? Mayo.
Yeah, you were made fun of a lot, I'm sure.
Oh, man.
Rap album. It's probably inappropriate.
Yeah, well.
Sure. Josiah. Let's go to him next. Hi, Josiah.
Sorry?
Yes, you.
Yes.
Hi. What did you do while high that you regret?
Oh, man. All right. First off, I love you guys.
Thanks, man.
And all right, Dave. I got too high on some Norts, some cocaine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yes.
Yep. And twisted teas, you know. And then I had sex with your mother. All right.
All right, that's
why the phone. What happens when you go to the phone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Put him on.
Yeah, dangerous place, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
had a cool story in the description, though.
Jason, the Jew, said just rapping in general after getting high is enough regret for him. Just the fact that he rapped at all.
Yeah.
He regrets.
I would almost pay unlimited funds
to hear him
to find his raps.
Yes.
I can't. I wouldn't be able to believe it.
The lost Jason the Jew as Mayo rap tracks.
What? The lost Mayo tracks?
Amazing. Yeah.
It's crazy. I wonder if he's got anything unpublished.
I would spend whatever it would cost to press them onto a vinyl and sell them for record day. Vinyl record day.
I take two copies.
Lil Mayo.
Lil Mayo.
Lil Mayo.
Jennifer's with us next. Hi, good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, penis balls.
Balls.
Penis. What has Jennifer regretted doing while high?
I am recovering from tendon repair surgery in my hand, and I wasn't really thinking, and I clutched my hand. And it was the most painful thing that I felt.
Oh, imagine that for a second. You just had tendon repair surgery.
Yeah.
And then you get high and you're like, oh, that would hurt like a mofo.
You can't get so high that you
clap.
Yeah.
Ooh, Andrew in Boston, you did something pretty bad when you were high, dude.
Yes, I did. Good morning, guys, and penis balls.
Penis.
So when I was about 19, I started working for this company selling Cutco cutlery, and they were very, very, very sharp knives, probably some of the sharpest knives I've ever handled with my entire life.
I still have them. I sold the Cutco as well. Yeah, my brother sold the Cutco
knives.
Everybody
did some Cutco hard time.
Yep. Beautiful knives.
So... I ended up challenging my friend to a knife fight with those knives.
No.
And we were kind of joking around, and everything was going fine. And I lunged forward, and he kicked his leg up, and he ended up kicking his leg into the knife.
Oh.
And he was just bleeding everywhere like a stuck pig. Mm. So I instantly went into panic mode and was freaking out and rushed him over to the toilet on the bathtub and started rinsing his leg out and tried to do anything I could to get it to stop. I eventually had to go get stitches, but I mean, I was trying to prevent him from going to get stitches because I didn't want anyone to know I just stabbed him.
Right.
Sure.
Those knives will slice.
Are they really that sharp?
Oh my God. Yeah. They're the sharpest knives that I've ever used.
There's no reason for them to even be. What are you cutting that you even need them that
I don't know. I got those knives when I lived by myself. My brother decided, same thing where it's like you're trying to find some kind of job. My brother's selling Cutco knives. And I was like, dude, you can come to my house. I'll watch your whole presentation or whatever. And I knew, I was like, I'm going to buy a set of knives from him, you know.
Yeah.
Give him, and then I found out later. So I bought the knives for him, and then I found out he got no commission from it.
Oh,
there's no commission. There was like no. It worked
had to
a
sell
different
like
way.
100 of them.
It was so
it even
yeah.
In.
It was so crazy. I was like, what? I just spent and it was quite a bit of money. I thought I was doing him a solid.
Yeah.
And I wasn't, but I still have those knives, and they're still sharp. I mean, if you reach into the drawer wrong, you'll cut yourself.
I'm Jack the Freak for Cutco.
When I had a roommate, she cut the tip of her finger right off into a salad. Jesus. She was making a salad she didn't know. And then she looked down, she's like, oh my God!
Jesus.
That sharp. Wonderful knives.
All their salespeople are missing limbs and fingers and stuff.
Yeah. Hey, Cutco, if you need a new pitchman, Jack the Freak's available.
Except for the fact that it cuts your fingers off.
Well, yeah, he'll tilt it down a bit.
It is the sharpest knife.
There's no reason for him to be like a lightsaber.
They have a patented
sharp technology.
Sharpening technology. It's like a little tiny triangle.
Yeah.
Or like a shark tooth.
Yeah,
it's wild technology, but it's great.
I assume this is a woman. She said while high, she let someone take nude photos of her. I assume it's a woman again. Embarrassing poses and all. And they got sent to my mother, they said.
Oh, what?
Was too high to care, though.
Well, that's more than weed.
Be more embarrassing if it was a dude.
It would be more embarrassing if it was a dude. Because what embarrassing poses?
If you get too high, you just sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're stoned.
Someone else said, ate 3 gallons of chocolate peanut butter ice cream.
Yeah.
The dump I took the next day was legendary.
Jeez. How many gallons?
3.
Mm. Yeah, I've never gone to 3.
Rookie.
Ooh. And you can imagine what happened to this person. What I regret doing while high, I went to a dominatrix show in Bangkok. What did they do to him?
Well, he's still there.
Yeah. He's tied up. I'm texting you now. I'm tied up under the stage.
He's allowed to walk 20 feet in the chains he's in.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh my God. A Bangkok dominatrix show.
Yeah. Just going to Bangkok is you're just taking a real risk.
Scary, dude.
You're just taking a real risk. You only go there, right, to
get up to stuff, right? Mm-hmm.
I bet you they made his dick bleed.
Oh, I'm sure they just burnt his nipples right off him right away.
Ah! Ah, big American, tough, tough.
Tough, tough. Tough, tough. Tough, tough.
All right. Framing Ron!
Oh, no!
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.